It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
And people.
Yeah.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And we're people. Or and Julian's people.
Yeah, I'm people.
And you've downloaded episode 252.
Wow.
Today is Tuesday, December 29th, 2009. I've never done that before.
Wow. That's
kind of weird.
Okay.
We're going. We'll go with it.
Okay. We'll go with it.
It's all new.
It's new.
It's all new Foul Monkeys.
Wow.
We had to put on a little bit of happy today.
We did.
Because I don't think we're really feeling this, but it's for our listeners.
You know, gosh darn it. Sometimes you have to reach down deep and
smile.
And you know what? You know what helps, though? What's going to help?
What's that?
Reading these cards.
Right.
Yeah, and you know why it's going to help?
Why is that?
Because it says to us that, I know, right?
We haven't hooked up our new thing yet.
I'm doing my damnedest to try to find the working mic. It might get to the point where I have to put the third one here.
Oh, God.
And then I'll look like Ricky on a Saturday night with three
fuck you, asshole.
Long things dangling in front of my face. No, back to what I was saying. What's going to make us happy is the Christmas cards, because it does show that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that listen to us and that appreciate what we do.
Right.
And cared enough to send us a fucking card.
Well, like, you know, during Christmas week, you know, I was in Virginia, and we'll talk about that. This might be an extra long show. This might be, like, a surprise. Because the last one's only been, like, 23 minutes.
A Christmas surprise.
A late Christmas surprise.
A Christmas surprise up in Wasilla. I got tongue-tied on that one.
I was, like, text messaging Julian. I was like, do we get any cards? And he's like,
No.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Because, A, I don't have a key to the post office box.
Right.
Because, B, Ricky lost.
No, Cedric lost it.
Okay. B, Cedric lost the
extra
key.
Cedric is also known as Herb.
The extra key to the post office box. And, C, Ricky did not leave me the remaining key to the post office box.
Sorry.
Although he did leave me the key to his hoopty.
Yeah.
Which I drove 10 feet to move it up in the driveway. Because I'm not driving a fucking purple bug around town with big flowers in the bud vase.
It's midnight blue, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I get back, and I don't get home until like 2 o'clock. Well, what time was it? Around 12:30? 1?
Yeah, like 12:30, 12:45, yeah. Somewhere around there.
So, and I don't go to bed until around 1:30 or 2. And then the next morning, I was like, you know what? I'm going to the fucking post office. And if I go there and there's not a goddamn thing in our post office box, I'm going to be pissed. And guess what?
There's a shitload of cards
there's
in there.
There's a shitload of cards, 12 of them. And it was awesome. And I got to open them before Julian got to see them, which is awesome.
Which is okay.
I was at work. I was like, fuck work. I'm going to open cards.
Because all the stuff that had come to the house, since I get home first, I had opened all those.
Yeah.
So. It's only fair that, you know, you got to open those.
Julian said, we got a new package. I was like, open it.
Now, show me what it is. Take a picture of it and send it to me.
Which
no, wait, not that package.
Oh. No, take a picture of it and send it to me.
Yeah.
Not yours.
No.
Oh, that's what you were saying. Oh, I'm slow today.
Yeah.
We need to get Julian fixed up on his wish list so you guys know where to send his shit to.
Yeah, because apparently I didn't put my address onto it.
I want to right now say thank you to Lauren for fixing. Did we talk about that? Lauren in our flyers and our business card?
No, we had not talked about that.
Lauren's fantastic. She's fabulous.
She did. She ended up.
She's wondrous.
Doing exactly what I had hoped for. So
she's phantasmorific.
Now we just need to get some printed up and.
Yeah, we need to get them. But I think I'm going to take them like Kinko's or something.
Because you're kinky like
I'll
that.
Let you go. Since it's Central Florida's number one gay podcast.
Okay.
And you can't say, oh, this isn't me because your photo's on it.
Thanks, Ricky.
My photo's on it, too. And we're going to get business cards made, too. So, if we send you guys the files electronically, would you be willing to have some printed out and sent them around your local area, or if I guess if we printed them and we sent them to you, would you distribute them? That's a good question.
People should answer. For some reason, in my headphones, everything sounds so muffled to me.
I wonder why.
I don't know why.
Well, you're coming up on the volume thing pretty good.
Okay. It's just me.
I hope it's not fucked up.
I'm sure it is.
So let's get into Christmas cards.
Yay.
We'll go there. We don't have a Christmas card song. Sorry. And you know what? I have something to say. Okay. 3 years in a row, Big Fatty has had this huge, storytelling
thing. Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has different podcasters. I don't know who puts it together, but they never fucking invite me to be on it. It's like a story, and all these podcasters are on it.
Right.
3 years, I haven't been asked to be on it.
Aw.
I don't know what the fuck that's about. But next year, somebody better fucking ask me, and Julian, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Since I don't listen to Big Fatty, as he says on his show. So
He listens, Big Fatty, I just listen. To let you know.
Exactly. I just don't have time to call in. You know,
well, but no time is really no excuse, because we tell our listeners to call in and we bitch about it. Right?
Yeah, but they listen to us.
No, apparently they don't, because they didn't fucking call in. God damn it. Let's get into the Christmas cards.
Okay.
I'll go first. This is from Walton Ken. You remember them from Gay Days, right?
Of course.
Okay. He said, Ricky.
They were the gay ones, right?
Yeah. Ricky, wow, when this card is open, it kind of looks like Big Fatty. And it's like a ball, and you open it up, it's two big balls.
Yeah.
You know I adore you, so I won't say it again. I hope your holidays are the fucking best, just like your ass is. Happy holidays, Walton Ken. Thanks.
And
appreciate
it. Our next card comes from Archer. It says, Ricky and Julian, I'm still listening and love the poo you two sling. Keep it up. Enjoy the holidays.
Oh, thank you, Archer. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Archer.
The next card we have is from Veritable Virgo, which I'm sorry. They need to make a font out of his handwriting. For real. I was going to say for serious, but for real.
Are you for serious?
I am so for serious. Mm. Serious. Mm. But he has the neatest handwriting I have ever seen, I think.
New Times Roman.
It's something.
Arial.
Mm. He says, Ricky and Julian, and the puppies too, and Chris Reed 26 too. May your holiday season be filled with love, joy, and all the happiness your hearts can enjoy. Here's to a new year and much, much more zaniness and lacism from Foul Monkeys. Love, Veritable Virgo.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Veritable Virgo. We appreciate it. And I love your handwriting. And everything's so straight. Look how straight it is. I bet he had a ruler or something.
You know what?
I bet he has a ruler out all the time.
I already had pictured him as extremely anal retentive.
Uh-huh.
After that handwriting, it confirms everything I ever thought.
He probably wrote this card 3 times, you think?
He practiced it 3 times and probably had 3 cards just in case.
Right.
Our next card comes from David Bird.
Okay.
It says, thanks for listening and being great friends.
We have to be about his name, because I don't know if he uses his real name from the podcast. But he signed it, though, right? I think he uses his real name.
He uses his real name. Okay.
Never mind. We're not going to beep it out. I hope not. Whatever.
All right.
Sorry. Did I interrupt you?
No. I'm like...
Never. Because I got confused with some... this show sucks. And we're only 9 minutes into it.
Only you.
Only I suck?
Uh-huh.
We got a card from Tara in Michigan. You know, I haven't been reading the inside of the card, just what they write.
Me too.
Oh, okay, good.
Wait, should you beep out her name or where she lives?
I did already.
No, I said bleep out.
Oh, bleep, no. Ricky and Julian, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever the fuck you say. Thank you for your grossing out, offensive weekly dose of fun. Love you guys. Tara in Michigan.
Our next one comes from Sater69, mm-hmm. one of our listeners.
Yes. Probably one of the better Christmas cards that this, we received.
As soon as I pulled this card out of the envelope.
You're like,
I'm like, ooh, I like this one. It's got a hot, tanned man on it with just some...
A Christmas tree skirt or something.
Red shorts with little white Christmassy fringe on it. Do I really have to look inside? Never mind. It says, dear boys, thank you for all the laughter and joy you bring to me via Foul Monkeys. I hope you all have a great holiday season and a happy new year. All the best, boys.
Thank you, Sater. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
He's kind of, he's cute. Mm-hmm. I saw him on the Twitters, and he tells me about his little adventures.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our next card is from Trucker Alex and Bob. I've met Trucker Alex. When I met Trucker Alex, he was in Lakeland. And you knew, well, that's when I first moved in here, remember?
Yeah, when you got the hard drive full of porn.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Ricky and Julian, have a Merry Christmas. Trucker Alex and Bob.
Okay.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, don't be too interested. Just got this card.
Oh, shut up.
Who is it from? Does it say?
It is from Tim in Alaska.
Oh, Tim in Alaska. We love him.
It says, Julian and Ricky, thanks, guys, for being the Foul Monkeys. I enjoy your wit, your humor, and your adventures. Thank you for sharing your lives with all of us random strangers in Podland and Alaska. Hugs, Tim in Alaska, and signed by him and his other half, Brian. So.
Oh, and I was going to say, Walt. Oh, laundry's done.
Yeah, that's my comforter.
Walt put on the envelope, Ricky Palin Burton.
Ricky Palin Burton. You betcha.
You betcha. It had a stamp of a moose on it.
God damn.
Our next one is from Darkie in Dallas, also known as Joe.
Darkie in Dallas. I need the envelopes, by
Darkie
the way.
Does Dallas.
Darkie does Dallas.
Here's some more of them right here.
Okay, that's all. I only needed this one.
He says, now that Stella is slowly getting her groove back, I hope she takes the time to chain up the reindeer before doing Santa.
Slowly? Has he been listening? There ain't been no slowly about it. Stella went from 0 to 60 in 1.3 seconds. And that's 60 men.
Uh-huh. Gross. Could you imagine? Done. That's gross. You're like, yeah, done that. You have been a joy to get to know this year, and you are truly one of the best podcasts around. Have a Merry Christmas and a most joyous New Year. Joe in Dallas.
Thank you, Joe.
He, I have to say, has really nice handwriting, too.
He does.
Most Veritable Virgo has neat print.
I have to say, most of these people have better handwriting than you.
Wow, it got, like, super quiet in here.
I know.
The heat
I can.
You have the heat on.
Yes, I have the heat on.
Oh, so when we wake up in the morning, it's not going to be 55 degrees?
No, bitch, it was like 40-something. Oh, shit. My bills are high.
My bills are high.
Our next card comes from Groomer Zig.
Okay.
This is Ricky and Julian. Love the show and wanted to say thank you for entertaining me during my daily travels throughout the years. Merry, merry.
Quite contrary.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Groomer Zig. We appreciate it. Let's see here. We have another one from Pooh Bear. It says, hi, guys. I just wanted to drop you a line to say thank you for all the love and laughter you have shared this year. You make your show a place where... Wait a minute. You make your show a place even an old fart like me can feel right at home. Here's to many more happy years, and may the holidays bring all the joy and happiness you can stand. Enough to last another year. Love, Pooh Bear. Thank you, Pooh Bear. That was really nice. I like the ones where people write a message on.
Absolutely.
Unlike us, who we just signed our names because we're fucking famous.
Well, so. This one didn't, but it was incredibly cute.
Oh, are you going to read the back of it?
Not the whole thing.
Okay, no. Good. Because it's a little long.
It's a little long, but I have to say...
It's... one of the cuter cards that they got.
The kids are adorable, and they make a very cute family.
Right.
It's from Frederick Reinhardt.
Paffredi, also.
Yes. So, adorable family.
Yeah, Samantha, well, people know who Samantha is, but she goes, I want people to look at this card and tell me why gay people cannot adopt children.
Oh, when you showed her that one?
Yeah, because she said, this is the most adorable fucking thing I have ever seen.
Because God hates fags.
Well, you know, it's as soon as we get married. Actually, before we even get married, we're pedophiles. We get married, and then we just go fuck donkeys.
Well, you know, one of my followers on Facebook, a girl I went to high school with,
mm-hmm.
she had made a comment the other day about gay marriage basically being, you know, in support of it. And some guy started saying, oh, well, if we let that go and the next thing is, you know, a man and a child. I'm thinking, why do they always bring up the fucking pedophilia? Okay, let's get
He's probably on the NAMBLA side every day.
Yeah, let's get something straight right now. Most pedophiles are heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they're freaks, so.
Yeah, whatever. Let's just clear that up right now.
Not saying all heterosexuals are freaks, just those ones.
Well, those and your sister, apparently.
Oh, well. Is that the last Christmas card?
That was my last Christmas card.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That was quite the segue, wasn't it? You have to give me props for that segue.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
So, I went to Virginia.
Which is why, yes.
Last week.
Yeah, go for it.
I went to go see my family. It snowed like a foot and a half. It was fun. It was great. But I also have a few topics that we really need to talk about here. Let's see. Let me get my handy-dandy notes.
Well, I segued you right into that damn sister story.
Yeah, that, well, yeah. Okay, sorry. So, I'm sitting in the living room, and my sister's boyfriend comes over, and we're watching The Hangover, and we're chilling, right?
This is in Virginia.
In Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, for lovers. So, my sister gets up and leaves, and then her boyfriend, or her friend, gets up and leaves.
Right.
And I'm watching, like, Chucky, the seed of Chucky or something. I don't know. One of those stupid movies.
Little did you know there'd be some seed flying
around.
Oh, my
God. There's all kinds of freaking going on. So I'm sitting there, and I'm on my computer, and I'm watching TV, and all of a sudden I hear, and I'm like, what the fuck? Are you goddamn kidding me? I all but heard, squirt!
You were waiting.
I was waiting on it. I should have just said, "Go ahead and scream it out." And then I think I heard, and I heard some. And then she'll say, "Oh, I've never done it this way before," or some shit like that. And I was like, "Oh my God, not my sister!
I
cannot believe this is happening to me."
She met with a gay man in the house.
Not just one round. Not two rounds.
But for the trifecta?
Three rounds. I couldn't find my headphones fast enough.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Apparently pig sex does run in your family.
Yeah, apparently. Somebody said on Twitter.
That was Joe and Dallas.
Oh, was it Joe?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, her and my mom are all talking about, like, it's nothing. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, really? Like, I could...
You got your pussy pounded good last night.
Yeah. I mean... And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I could be in the middle of a conversation, and my mom's like, heard you slapping on that cock last night.
Mm-mm.
No, I would never talk to my mom about anything like that. I just think that's weird, so.
Yeah, it is.
My sister is a whore.
Well, not so much a whore as a loud whore.
And I have a feeling it would have been louder, but she had a child in the house, too. Well,
since we were talking about... You were talking about your mom there.
Excuse
you know,
mm-hmm.
I hear she's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. A celebrity?
Mm-hmm. She invented the Snuggie in 1973.
Oh, yeah. My mom, we're watching a Snuggie commercial. She was like, I fucking invented that in 1973. I put my goddamn robe on backwards. And I was like, ah! I thought that was hilarious.
Mama invented the Snuggie. Mama Big Licky.
Mama keeps brights.
White like the sunshine. Mama's got the magic of Clorox, too.
Only you would know that whole song.
Yeah. Well, and Veritable Virgo, probably.
Yeah. A few other things here. I forgot how predominant, I think that's the right word, like a lot of racism is in Virginia. I was with my friends, and they would just make these, no pun intended, off-colored remarks that I would just, I mean, my chin would, like, hit the floor. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God. I cannot believe. I mean, I never really paid attention to it, and I guess because I've gotten older and I'm kind of, like, more liberal and, you know, I'm kind of.
Well, that and, you know, you grew up there and you were used to those surroundings. Right. Once you moved away from it, you realize that not everywhere is as racist as the. Although Florida is in the South, it's not the South. Not,
right.
Because there's way too many transplants here, you know.
Just, I mean, and they weren't even thinking, like, twice about it. It wasn't like, oh, let me pause, say it, and then, oh, that's awkward. No, it was just straight out, you know, in this, fucking beaner this, you know, looks like a bunch of Mexican beans around my car wash, getting my car washed.
Get that SUV out of my way, you chink bitch.
Yeah, it's just shit like that. And I was like, oh my God.
Not that I know anybody that has ever said that.
Right. Not me.
Oh, and not me.
But, like, racism is a big thing there, and I was actually shocked when I went, and Virginia has actually stopped smoking in restaurants.
Oh, you know, really? They have.
Yeah, and Virginia is a big, you know, tobacco state.
Oh, they love their cigarettes.
They do. They have a bunch of cities named after them. But we go into North Carolina, and we go into the mall, and Gigi and I are like, okay, you know, we'd like to have a seat for three, and they go, smoking or not smoking? And Gigi goes, oh. So when we go to check out, that lady goes, you're not from here, are you? And we're like, no, we live in Florida. She goes, I didn't think so. Yeah, she's like, ew. And then she's like, we're in a mall.
I remember when you could smoke in the Lakeland Mall.
That's disgusting. I remember going
to the... I smoke in the Lakeland Mall. Oh. You could sit, you could plop your ass down right on one of those planters in the middle of the mall, fire you up a cigarette, and ash right in the plants.
That's so disgusting.
And then put it out in the plants.
I remember being at the grocery store and people just walking down, smoking, and now, throwing their cigarettes down on the floor. And...
No, I never... I don't. Ugh. I never saw anybody smoking in a grocery store.
Yeah. They did in Virginia.
Mm-mm. Not here.
Did you guys hear that? The train? Did you hear the train?
I heard it.
Oh, okay. I don't know if they could hear that or not. People of Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. I submitted a picture of people of Walmart. It has not showed up yet, I don't think. But there were so many people in the Walmart that I used to work at that needed their picture taking. Taking? I don't think taken. Taken. Virginia's rubbing off on me. I'm surprised I don't have more of an accent.
Open my biscuit, y'all.
Open my biscuit. It was sad.
Right.
And my iPhone did not have enough storage for all those photos that needed to be taken.
I believe it.
And the website makes me grossed out, too. So we might use yours for the album art.
Yeah, I like that. Because I took the picture in Walmart the other day of
it's
a
real.
Woman with a size 500 ass with 70 yards of pink polyester tightly wrapped around it.
I like size 500 ass.
With a matching
top.
Polyester top, yes. It was classy with a K.
Let me borrow that top.
Yeah.
Let me borrow that top. I need to use it for a sail for my boat. Let's see. So I was at, this is a bunch of stuff, I'm just going through it, and I know this might be boring for you guys, but I want to talk about it. So I'm at dinner with my friend Melanie and Christy, and we're talking, and we're just talking about Obama and stuff like that, and how people felt in the area.
Right.
And we get on the subject of evolution. Oh. So Melanie works in a doctor's office, right?
Uh-huh.
So she said her and a coworker were talking one day about evolution, and the lady turned around to her and said, you know, I really don't believe we came from apes, because apes are still on the earth. And Melanie turned around and she was like, and then just turned back around and walked away. Because apparently if you evolve from something, whatever you evolve from automatically dies.
Yeah,
and it's no longer on the earth.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard when she told me that. I don't even think I know anyone that's stupid.
No, there are a lot of people that stupid. There's a lot of people around here that stupid. You can't try to explain something to ignorant people when they have no common sense.
Right. We were started talking about it with my siblings. I have two sisters and a brother.
Right.
None of them. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I got a little pause there.
Yeah, I know.
I was the only one that believed in evolution.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're fucking kidding me.
Honestly, at this point, it's like if you have an IQ over 80,
uh-huh,
you should probably believe in evolution.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, I was amazed
that
they didn't believe that. And my mom, my God, her son's gay. She got over it. She loves it. Whatever. She doesn't care.
But
my sister asked,
Jesus Christ, he is an atheist. We can have a cock-sucking son in this house, but by God.
He better believe in Jesus.
He better believe in Jesus.
So we're having Christmas dinner,
mm-hmm,
and my sister's like...
celebrating our Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm, our zombie baby Jesus' birthday. Mm-hmm. My sister knows that I do not believe in God. I'm not a religious person. I'm just all about nature, whatever. She walks up to me and is like, would you like to say grace? And I looked at her. I was like, you guys can't see it, but I have like this permanent smile on my face. Like, I don't say grace. And she's like, you don't say grace? And my mom's like, what? And I was like, I don't say grace. And she's like, why not? And I was like, well, I just don't really believe in it. And my mom about hit the floor. Oh, my God, you don't believe in Jesus? Who changed you?
You've changed.
And I was like, Mom, it's Teresa.
It's them communists in Florida.
I said, everyone is allowed to have their own opinion. I'm very respectful of other people's opinions. I choose not to believe because whatever. I'm glad that you choose to believe, but I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Right.
Did we fucking pray? Nobody fucking prayed. No. So what the fuck was the point of talking about it? No one prayed.
Well, what's the point of saying grace with a heathen at the table?
Black sheep.
Black. Blasphemous.
So, yeah, that was something that I've never experienced because I never really talked about that with my mom before.
Mm.
And that was just really weird.
While we're on the subject of Jesus...
Jesus.
Yep. Ricky and I forget where we're going. This has been a few weeks ago. We're going down the road, stopped at a traffic light. We look over at the car next to us. And, you know, they talk about distracted drivers all the time. But this lady was not just distracted. She was reading. And she wasn't reading just any book. She was reading
the
book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the made-up book?
The Bible. While driving.
Yeah.
So that's the epitome of Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus was taking that wheel right
when
there.
When Carrie Underwood had sang that song, she was singing to her.
Right. About her.
Because this bitch was reading the Bible, mm-hmm, driving her car down the road.
Which I hope it burned. I didn't say the car or the Bible.
You are horrible.
I know. Whatever.
You're going to hell.
I'm going to hell. In Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of talking to people and say, I have a podcast, and they're like...
What's a podcast?
Yes. And then the next question, the next statement is, I don't have an iPod.
Are you serious?
I'm like, okay, I'm going to explain this once to you. You can go to the website and download it and listen to it. You do not have to have an iPod. It's like a radio station. We just talk. It's pre-recorded.
Right.
Although sometimes it's live.
Sometimes.
when we can get the shit working right.
But then we post it to the website.
For the people that
recorded.
I don't get it. I just don't want to talk about it. I don't get it. It makes me come out of my trust level. I don't like it. Makes me uncomfortable. Don't talk about podcast. I'm like, you're weird.
Oh my God.
But my brothers and sisters
right.
loved it.
Well,
my sister had listened to it before, but my other two siblings didn't.
Right.
And they had, let them listen to the diary episode, the one that I reposted.
Oh, you mean the one without me on it?
Yeah. But the funny one. It was a funnier one. I should say that. And I was trying to go through some of the ones that we already had that were already posted, but I got tired and fell asleep. So
yeah.
I didn't post it.
Yeah. I love the fact that as an example of the podcast, you pick an episode with somebody who's not even on the fucking show anymore.
It's an oldie but goodie.
It's an oldie but Julianless.
Oh, okay.
Which means
well,
it's
I'm
not
sorry.
As pretty.
I will work on that. But you
It may have been funny, but it wasn't funny and pretty.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'll work on that next time. Okay.
Well, yeah, next time you say, here's a good example of our show.
Mm-hmm. And I'll make sure you're on it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aniko, lay down.
Yeah, Aniko is having a problem today.
Yeah, he just threw up twice.
Yeah, he threw up bile or something.
Yeah, I had to.
Ugh.
The first time I made him throw up on a piece of paper, and he started it again, and I had already started cleaning up the piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
So I had a Walmart bag out, and I made him throw up in the Walmart bag the second time. It's so much easier than having to wipe it up off the floor.
Yeah.
Just tie the bag up and throw it out the back door.
Right. One more thing. No, two more things. I had a family member on Facebook
mm-hmm.
that I have never met. It's an aunt.
Right.
Or an aunt, whatever you call it.
Auntie.
Auntie. I've never met this lady before, and if I have, it was brief.
Right.
I posted the show, and on Facebook, it shows just the notes. So
right.
It has the title. You click on it, it shows the notes from the show.
Right.
Didn't say anything, but I think the title was Sloppy Seconds Are the Best.
Right.
It had notes in there saying this is an oldie but goodie, hope you enjoy. And a picture of a guy who was very handsome, I must say,
mm-hmm.
in a Santa hat and straw.
Right.
Well, I get this message mm-hmm. on Facebook that says, I don't appreciate it. That's very offensive. I don't like your lifestyle. And I have young kids that look at my Facebook and I don't appreciate it. And da da da. So, you know what my response was?
Fuck you, bitch.
Pretty much. I responded back and said, actually, you wanted to be on my Facebook as a friend.
Right.
You've never met me. I don't give a shit about you. And to make this simple, I'm deleting you.
Yeah, right.
And I did.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, good. I really didn't like her anyway.
Well, it's odd. And
on Christmas Eve.
And I think I mentioned this to you or mentioned it on the show before.
Uh-huh.
But my aunt, my one and only aunt that I've mm-hmm. met a zillion times but I'm not close to, friended me on Facebook and then apparently didn't like what she was seeing, so
your lifestyle?
Unfriended me, yes.
You know, because we choose that lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lifestyle we just go, oh, you know what?
Well, I thought it was funny. I called my mom. She's like, fuck her.
I love it. I love when, like, your parents just, like, off their siblings.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, fuck her. I didn't really like her anyway. Or their, you know, spouses.
Yeah, my mom's like, well, she never approved of my lifestyle either. So.
And then I have one more thing, and this is very important, and I posted this on Twitter, but I really think I need to verbally express this. If you're going to be on a website, and you think that I'm cute,
uh-huh.
and you think that I might be someone that you would like to date, maybe possibly see, or
fuck,
go out for coffee.
Or fuck.
Yeah. Please
just
do not send me a picture or have your main profile picture of you in a shirtless or a sleeveless button-up shirt with a tie on.
Okay.
That's
question, though,
mm-hmm.
was this in Virginia?
I was in Virginia. The person was in Florida.
Oh, then never mind.
Right.
So I was going to say, if they lived in Virginia, that's probably appropriate attire.
No, because I never fucking wore that.
Yeah, but you're not Never mind.
I'm not really Virginian anymore. Is that what you're gonna say?
You've had too much Latin America in you to be Virginia anymore. Jesus.
I'm Virginia.
You're El Chupacabra.
Yeah. El Chupacabra. Yeah, don't fucking talk to me, because I'm not going to say shit back to you. I might say, actually, get some fucking style. And Ron Prada Soho, I should have forwarded the picture to him so that he could just lay off of me, because he's always talking about, like, my fucking hat or my shirtless, sexy body.
Yeah, because your profile picture on Twitter is the one of you in the check plaid beret. Uh-huh. And he's like, where the fuck did you get that? I'm like, the leftover bins of the Petty Hearst collection at Kmart.
He told, you know what he said? He said, you should get a plaid machine gun to go with it.
I know.
I was like, that would be so cute.
He's a member of the Lesbianese Liberation Army.
The LLA?
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the SLA.
So that's all that I have from Virginia. I miss my nephews terribly. They were awesome. I just love them to death, and I wish they would just all move to Florida.
Aww.
That'd make my life a lot easier.
What time are we up to?
We're at 36 minutes.
Okay.
So, do you have anything you want to
find out? I do have one. I'll do one more quick story.
We have two phone calls, too.
Before Ricky left, he decided that he needed to go from the high speed internet to the high speed internet.
Mm.
So they send, Bright House sends one ugly technician out to hook up the wires.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're going to talk about this.
They send another technician out, still not attractive.
He's all right.
To like hook the wireless router up and get the computers formatted and mm-hmm. whatnot. So he's in here in, you know, our office / studio here. And
which is not in the living room.
Which is not in the living room. And he's like messing around with my computer, and then he's like, ask Ricky, can you get your laptop out so I can do something with it? And so, you know, I walk from the kitchen to my bedroom, and Ricky's like, I gotta get this fucking
background
off my laptop, because it's all fucking naked, half-naked men, you know.
That veritable Virgo made for me.
Yeah. And so I go to my bedroom for a few minutes, and I was hanging up laundry. So I come out, the technician's in the living room with Ricky on the laptop with the background still on the computer. So I just...
It froze.
I pirouetted right back around, took my ass right back into the bedroom. I'm like, I am having no part of that. The fucking straight technician saw Ricky's background on his laptop with naked men all over it.
And I said, I tried to get over here to remove this as fast as I could. He was like, I don't give a shit. Work on it. And then he was like, ooh, is this a new laptop? And I was like, are you interested?
No.
You know? He was all right. I mean, he wasn't bad.
Had it been the ones that the installed first the cable?
Oh God. We had, Julian had his favorite, and I had my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have to argue over it.
And this was back when I was single,
yes,
so
it was.
I could look to my heart's content.
Mm-hmm. So we have a few phone calls. You want to listen to them?
Certainly.
Let's go. First, we have a comment. Well, no, let's play the song first.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Ricky needs a new computer. I know Lou hates us every time we play that, but we love it.
He only hates you.
Yeah, that too. We did have a comment from Pete Wentz is for Lovers. He left it on the website, and he said, I'm one of your few black listeners, and I didn't find the album art offensive.
Wow.
Some people take shit too literal. Sometimes, by the way, I really love the show. So thank you for leaving the comment.
Where do you leave the comment at?
On the website.
Oh.
On, I guess, that show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on 248.
Okay.
So, apparently, we have some people that were happy about it. Some people that were not happy about it.
Well, we discussed that in depth.
Yeah, so. But again, we got over it. We're learning.
We've moved on.
I want to say I hope everybody liked our Christmas card, because not a lot of people responded like on phone calls or email, but right. A lot of people did on Twitter.
I know.
And Facebook, so it was really funny. I don't know if everybody got to see what it was, but if not, well, maybe next year.
Yeah.
What if we'll just use the same ones next year?
I know, right?
All right, first phone call. Here we go.
Hey, Tall Monkeys. This is Michael Sage. Ricky, you wanted me to call and leave you a voicemail and let you know about the dream that I had the other night instead of an email, so here it is.
Okay, this is really long. It's like 9 minutes long.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We should probably save that for the next show.
Okay.
Because we're going on 40 minutes. Sorry, Michael Sage. I'll play it on the next show, I promise.
Yes.
Okay, next call.
Merry Christmas, bitches. It's Andrew. It's Saturday. Oh, shit. No, it's Friday. It's Friday. Actually, it is Saturday. It's Saturday at 12:30. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and I won't be calling back for New Year's, so Happy New Year's. And I love you guys, so take care, Ricky and Julian. Bye.
Someone needs a digital watch with a date on it.
Yeah. My comment?
Mm-hmm.
He's butchering it up.
You think?
Yes.
I was listening to it, and I was like,
yes.
That doesn't seem like the voice that I would think would come out of him.
No.
But it was still kind of sexy,
I think. He's butching it up.
You think?
Yes.
How could you tell? Let's hear you butch it up. Because everybody does that before they butch up.
Well, I've been talking for 45 minutes, so okay. I have to clear my bitch. Hi, guys. This is Andrew. It's 12:45 on Saturday. Saturday. Just wanted to tell you guys Happy Christmas and Merry New Year.
Okay, I'm going to try it. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Hi, guys. This is Andrew. Just call and say, I love you guys, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because I ain't fucking calling. Yeah, I'm fucking butch, man. Where's the fucking pussy?
Did you hear me scratch my balls when I said that?
Fuck her. Squeeze her tits.
Areola.
Let me scratch that gash. Oh yeah, you're gonna make me fucking squirt, bitch.
Look at the tits on that bitch.
I wanna fuck her titties.
What else can we say?
That's one tight fucking pussy.
Choke on it, bitch. You're just used to hearing that.
Take it down to the nutsack.
Lick my hairy balls. Because I don't shave them, because I'm straight.
Lick my fucking taint, bitch. Never mind.
Yeah, you're done.
All right, I think we're done with this. Michael Sage, I promise to play your next call, or that your call. We'll just have to...
We'll play your next show, since Ricky can't enunciate tonight, apparently.
This Sunday, we're not having a live show.
That is correct.
The following Sunday...
We are.
...are having a live show.
Yes.
3-4 at pride48.com.
Yeah, are we... so we're going to record this Sunday? Yay or nay?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll record a show this Sunday, because we got to talk about New Year's.
Duh.
Excuse me.
Because I'm getting Ricky either drunk or laid.
I hope both.
Well, that's yet to be seen, but...
Yes, always remember, every other Sunday, pride48.com from 3 to 4. We appreciate people to actually come and listen.
Maybe if, you know...
And chat with us.
Yeah, maybe if you pass out, I'll just, like, jam the toilet brush up your ass so you think you got laid.
I know the difference.
Done it before. Fat chance of that happening.
Tell us what you think about the flyers.
No lube again. Oh.
If you'd be willing to send those out and hand them out. Let's see. What else we got?
I don't know. We want to wrap it up.
My birthday's up in 3 months. If you guys want to take a look at my wish list.
That could have waited since we're up to almost 50 minutes.
I guess January 5th is when I really need to talk about that. So
yeah.
Unlike some podcasters that have two birthday months, Archer.
Sweet baby Jesus. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. We're out here. We're at 45 minutes. Yeah. This is like a really long show.
Really long.
Long is always good.
Follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Foul Monkeys. We have a Foul Monkeys group now you can become a fan of on Facebook.
Yeah, which I posted like a few things on there and no one responded. So I don't, does it not go out to people?
Yeah, it goes out to people.
Oh.
I'm gonna be more aggressive with that.
Yeah. We need more posters on there.
Yeah.
Or a lot more people posting.
Anyway.
What else we got?
I don't know.
Make sure you go check out the new website.
Oh, the new website.
It's not snowy anymore. So people that have seizures, you can actually go back to the website now and you don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for Steve in the UK for that.
Epileptics can now visit our website.
Thank you, Steve in the UK. You're awesome. We love it.
We love you.
And we will always love you until you stop working on our website. And then we might get a little pissed, but we'll get over it.
All right.
Call us 206-984-FOUL.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And you can send us anything you would like at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Except maybe anthrax or used condoms.
Exactly. Or anything that you hand make, like food, don't send it to us because we're not eating it.
No.
I think that's about it.
Well,
is that all we got?
I think that's all we got. We're going to wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up.
I'm Julian.
I'm Ricky. And thank you for downloading episode 252. And we'll talk to you in a few days.
Peace.
Bye.